Well, what they're looking for is a contractor and a process that will allow them to use a smartphone-based system to take photographs. Officers would take photographs of license plates numbers and upload them to a database. This system is designed to track vehicles, the license numbers of vehicles that pass through a camera or are voluntarily submitted to them through a number of different ways. It can be an access control system or a recovery system. But the whole bottom line on this, they want to capture these license numbers so that they can put them in a database so that they can go back and look at them at some point or even call them up real time, perhaps once the system is underway and they progress to a point where it's actually functional that way.
Is there a precedent for this anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, there are a couple of places that use this. In fact, probably more than a couple, but a couple of places that I know of is the UK has been using a system like this for a very long time. One of the interesting developments about their system, they have this very good CCTV system, which pretty much catches all of the movements of cars, people, buses, pretty much anything that moves, at least in the cities in the UK. Now, what this does for them is it narrows down. You're not just talking about volume of vehicles or, a suspicious-looking red car. You're actually able to look at the actual license number on a car. That number can be input and called up immediately on their system. They do it. Australia has a system similar to this. There are a couple of other nations out there that engage in this kind of tracking, and that's really what it is. In the minds of many people, it's tracking. And as I understand it, this system that the DHS is looking for is supposed to be for the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement branch of DHS. And so, obviously, the first thing comes to mind is why, and it would be the tracking of illegal immigrants. But there are some significant concerns, and probably rightly so, that it might be used, especially in light of the Edward Snowden revelations, that it could be used, and I say could, be used for something other than what it's intended for.
What impact would the system have on data collection?
Well, you're able to use a lot of different pieces of information in a system today in this country to track people. And that's the real concern, that this would be more information that could be used and pulled together and integrated into a scenario where a person would be on a grid completely. You walk out of your house with your smartphone, you're on the grid, okay? You walk or to your car, there possibly is a camera that tracks you to your car. You get in your car, you drive, you probably have some kind of Wi-Fi capability in your car. Your car is on the grid. You get out of your car, you go into your building, there are cameras in your building. So people are concerned that this is going to be another piece of information that the government could use to keep them, keep tabs on them 24 hours a day. And this license plate recognition system, although it's being built, possibly could extend beyond the United States, because if this information is shared with another country, then they could build their own profile on you.
What kind of data is likely to be included in this collection?
Well, I think most likely, if you're talking about the license plate numbers, they're going to want to know, one, what your name is, where you live. They're obviously going to want to know, all the details about the car. And then there's the information regarding, contact information, like phone numbers, emails, that kind of things. All of those things that lead to some other connectivity possibility that could, again, create that grid where you're just somehow never alone or never away from the glaring eyes in the minds of some of Big Brother. I'm not sure that this would be that, because there are some very strict rules that the government has to follow. But the question is, do they always follow them? And would there be someone who might take advantage of them? Because I know there are cases where officials, police officers and law enforcement officials in the past have abused systems like this, broken the rules, and followed and tracked people who might have had some kind of personal relationship with them or someone they might have had a problem or beef with in the past. So obviously there are those concerns, and rightly so in this era that we live in.
In light of the NSA situation, any idea of any safeguards that that the government would want built in to protect people's privacy?
I would imagine they would want to have some kinds of safeguards built in and to let people know, you know, some kind of signage or something so that people might recognize that their license number is being captured, but also assurances for people that this information is not going to be used for any kind of nefarious purpose. And one of the things that's difficult about this whole process is if you're driving down the road at 55 miles an hour and somebody captures your license plate number with a smartphone, you may not even know if your license number is captured by some other type of static camera. You might not even know that it's been captured. So it could be in this database. It could pop up later. What kind of safeguard is there going to be in there for you if that car had been stolen or if someone was using your license plates have been stolen, which is that's not uncommon. So there need to be some kind of consideration for that. And I'm assuming the government is going to take all of those into consideration as they figure out how to use this effectively and to sort of figure out if this is going to work from a collection standpoint.